As of today, July 2nd, 2025, Frontenac Park will be temporarily closed for the expansion of day services at the Adelaide Street Shelter at 38 County Street. The Adelaide Street Shelter is currently in the process of winding down, with closure expected in early 2026. The city has chosen to lease the neighboring park to the shelter's day service provider, Lionhearts, for at least the next 6 months, or until the wind-down process is complete. During this period, the park will be closed to the public, and people not participating in day services will be restricted from entering or using the park. The idea was raised by community members in an Adelaide Near Neighbor workshop held on June 11th. According to the release from the city, it was also requested by shelter users and operators. Recognizing that disruptions in the neighborhood are destabilizing to those who live near the shelter, those who work at the shelter, and those seeking support. Jane Hartley, Director of Housing and Social Services with the city, spoke with CFRC about where the idea originated.
We actually brought kind of neighbors together and did some table activities on, you know, what are the current issues, how can the city support, and action items came out of that. And then also, what's the future once emergency shelter services wind down? What would the community like to see? There was some members of the community that had suggested, you know, that services could be provided there for the individuals that were there. They raised that idea of closing and fencing it to enable them to do that. So it was really an opportunity where kind of both the community, some members of the community and the operator brought that forward. And the city thought, you know, it's a great idea and it's an opportunity to really just to help move people forward and, you know, help them reach their goals, not just in, accessing support services inside, like, you know, support with identification, addiction, mental health referrals, those, you know, housing, obviously, housing search, but just some of those wellness things that really kind of help us with our mental health and keep us connected.
This change will allow Lionhearts to offer expanded programming during the day, such as gardening, educational programs, and outdoor health and wellness activities.
This was an opportunity really to expand those services into the outdoors, which is just wonderful for the people that are accessing the service there. Really just wellness activities, you know, some gardening, fitness, like they're really looking, have some, and looking at what's the art of the possible for supporting people. And it's really, you know, to make that site and to allow them to expand into that space safely. There was a need. That's the need, is that we have to ensure that moving forward, that access to that site is secure and remains safe. And that will be an opportunity for those that are actually seeking shelter service and day service. It'll be available to them. And there won't be any, you know, disruption, concern, or, you know, issues with trying to use the space safely.
The release from the city announcing the closure also notes that people may choose to shelter overnight in other municipal parks and that the emergency shelter system continues to have capacity. The city will be continuing to provide support at the Adelaide Shelter and other locations across the city during this transition period, according to the release. The city will also be continuing community engagement efforts as they plan for the future of shelter services in Kingston.
It's at least 6 months, so until the wind down of the services. However, afterwards, that's really up to the community. And that's what I think is part of the engagement with the community and the city. That's part of this planning process is, you know, what would the community like to see and then what's possible for the space.
This has been Christina Laurie with CFRC News, supported by the Local Journalism Initiative.